Hello and welcome to a special edition of the In the Money Players podcast. This is a show for the races of Sunday, April 7th, but we're going to be dropping it on April 5th in part because we're brought to you today by the Santa Anita Betting Challenge, coming to you from Santa Anita, playable online at ExpressBet, expressbet.com/tournaments, the place to know more. And our guest on today's show is a man who's been riding high in the tournament world when last seen on a leaderboard. I don't know, unless he's played online this week. He was at the very top of the Florida Derby Challenge. He's a returning guest. He's a horse owner, horse player, and a guy I always enjoy speaking with about horse racing. He is Anthony Matera, a.k.a. ATM. ATM, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, brother? It's good to talk to you. Coming in hot. It's always good to be coming in hot.
No doubt about it. Let's talk about the Florida Derby contest. We'll start with the general question, my sponsor appeasement portion of the show. What is it that you like, other than the fact that you just won one, about these ExpressBet tournaments? I assume you played online last weekend.
I did. A great part was I got that 33 dimes pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
They got over to me real fast, so that was nice. Listen, the customer service is great. I think the Pegasus tournament they run is the best tournament that any tournament could play in. I mean, they seed the pool. There's not a big rake, or not rake, but they take the 1,000 for the prize pool, but they seed it. So, I mean, you always want to support things, whether it's low takeout or seeded pools. Like, that's – horse players cry enough. It's nice to have someone at least thinking of us once in a while.
Right, and if we're going to cry, shouldn't we also clap slash laugh slash do a somersault when they do good things for us, like tournaments with friendly terms, the way we see at our friends at ExpressBet do, and the sequence we're going to be talking about today with $100,000 added to this coast-to-coast bet. I've said this on other shows, so at the risk of sounding like a broken record to the regulars, the other thing I love about this is not a pool I expect massive computer participation in. We know multi-track wagers, they don't tend to bet as much for whatever reason, and we know higher minimums are not to their advantage. So this idea of a $1 multi-track bet with $100,000 added, it's something the players are going to want to get involved in. Will you be essentially defending your title as well in the Santa Anita contest on this Saturday before we get to these races we're talking about on Sunday?
I will. They also have, I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to plug the Horse Tourneys tournament here this weekend, but they have the Players' Championship this weekend, so it's a busy weekend for contest players. I'll go for the back-to-back just off of the, you don't usually need a huge number to win the tournaments. The California ones you tend to do because of the experienced players out there, and they were lingering on Saturday, and I noticed them, and you never know what number you need. It could always be 15 to 50 with some of these guys. So with the 15,
what do you shoot for? Do you have an assumption, or do you try to keep it fluid in terms of what a number over your bankroll it will take?
My whole goal in that tournament, which was almost went out the window early, was just to have enough to play the exacta that I hit. Like I loved Fierceness, and I didn't like any of the favorites behind them. So, that was basically it. I mean, I thought Fierceness would bounce back, and I expect him to bounce back the other way in the Derby, but that's another
interesting
conversation.
Yeah, we'll save that one. At some point, we'll need somebody to make the anti-Fierceness point, though. Duke Batiste made it on our Santa Anita live stream. If you're listening to this on Friday and you want to check out Saturday analysis, we do have it. We did a whole live stream that should be up right now as a podcast as well. But let's get to the business at hand. Try to take Anthony down a peg, play in the Santa Anita betting challenge, Santa Anita Derby Day betting challenge. One more time, I'll give that URL, expressbet.com/tournaments. You mentioned the great customer service. Tyler Frausto does a great job. He's been on the shows many times. Feel free to reach out to him. If you don't know how to reach out to him, reach out to me, and I'll put you in touch. We want to get folks up and motivated and playing in these tournaments that First and ExpressBet put on. But let's talk about this sequence. Very interesting. It's all turf. And it's very Santa Anita heavy. There's just the one race from Gulfstream, and then the five turf races coming to us from Santa Anita. We kick off with Santa Anita's third race, and as our guest, ATM, we're going to have you start on this one. Who did you come up with? How many numbers do you think we need in this intriguing little downhill race to kick things off in the sequence?
I'm not saying this was one of the easier races, but the other ones in the sequence – get very difficult. I think starting off, I have 1-4, 7-9. The ones cutting back runs good numbers. I think I have an issues mark next to get with the layoffs that that she has. I think it's True Patriot. I don't want to get too confusing with the all the different races. That's the one thing I'll say about these coast to coasts. I get so damn confused about what races are actually in it. So if we could work on that, I'll be playing in them more often. But the one cut with a cutback here runs some good numbers at 6.5 furlongs. Or, yeah, if look back at December 26th, Adriana's birthday, in 22, ran a good number at this distance. The 4, I'm going to use. The race might be a little short. She might want a little longer. And I got the 7 as a player.
Proof She Zips. That's the one that I ended up picking in here. Anthony was very intrigued by this one on the cutback potentially.
The horse is just telling you he wants to go or she wants to go, and you bring it back. And my last angle in the race is the 9. Always love the second start. And the squarity breeding on the bottom has always been a good angle going down the hill for me.
Yeah, I get that. Very Redham pedigree there by Pavel out of Square Eddie Dam called About Zero. Loving the Pavel. So for you, it's True Patriot, I'll Have Another Kiss, Proof She Zips, and Love the Pavels. Will you grade those out at all or basically play them equally? What do you do in terms
I'll play this one equally. Okay. I'll equally play those ones.
I'll be looking. I'm going to follow you in with those other numbers as backups, and I'll be pressing Proof She Zips, who I think looks really strong figure and pace-wise to me. Has won at 6.5, though that was not down the hill. But given the running style and the draw, I think Proof She Zips is going to be suited by this test. We'll skip over to Gulfstream Park for the lone Gulfstream race in this sequence, though we do stay on the turf in this situation. We go to race number 9 at Gulfstream. I had a fairly strong opinion in here, given the amount of pace that we see in this starter allowance ATM going a mile and a 16th. I thought everything was going to set up nicely for Eyes on Target. Back in 17 days off what I thought was a very difficult trip, multiple spots of trouble for Eyes on Target the last day. That was also 7.5. So now going back to the mile and a 16th, reunited with Paco, the win rider, with the race run to suit, I was going to press up Eyes on Target in this spot. Is he one of the ones that you had on your list? And what other numbers will be on your tickets?
He was on the list, but I think the 1 will get the lead. I mean, and with Gulfstream, the way the turf course typically plays, maybe not this season, but usually you get to the lead on that course, you usually could keep going.
Yep.
I think that horse will be on the lead. I mean, it's coming out of the 5-furlong turf race at Tampa. They're trying to stretch him out. It ran a decent race at this, getting to the lead, 2 back at Gulfstream, so same race. I have the 1, because it could get the distance and we'll be a lone leader. The 7, I think, is my top pick. Wants the lead, but he ain't getting it. So he's going to have to learn to rate. I mean, we do have a comment that says he could do that. And then I have the 9, just because Barbosa usually just saves everything for once everybody leaves.
Interesting.
The horse has been working forever. Long layoff. Basically, ran in November, skipped the championship meet, and everybody left, and here he is. So that's kind of why I just landed on Barbosa there. Ran decent on Poly, has good Poly numbers, usually works out to the turf. But I will add your, what is that?
The 4.
Eyes on Target.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I will add the 4 to my ticket.
Makes sense. Beat your top pick. Has your top pick on form? You know, obviously every race, every pace scenario, a little bit different. So, I mean, if you're including one of those, you should at least take a long look at the other. And I really like the point you made about Barbosa and how the Gulfstream meet really changes at this time of year. Once Keeneland starts, just in terms of who is sticking around and who's leaving town. So I'll definitely take another long look at your 9 as well. 7, 1, 9, and 4. For ATM there, I'll be pressing up the 4, Eyes on Target, as we head back to Southern California. We stay on the turf for this entire sequence. Next, we're going to talk about these 3-year-old fillies, maiden special weights, going a mile, big full field of 11. Anthony, we'll keep it with you.
Is this the 5th?
The 5th, yes. That's what I wrote down. I could be wrong. Let me know if I if I goofed it up.
I got a open 3-year-old non-graded steak I have.
Oh, I read the wrong. I read the wrong condition. It is the 5th.
Okay,
I was on Saturday.
That might have changed some things.
No. I'm so sorry. This is the John. It's actually kind of a cool story behind the race name. The John Shear Stakes is what this is. 6.5 down the hill. John Shear, the long time. And when I say long time, I mean long time. Paddock guard, I guess you'd say, at Santa Anita, lived to be over 100 years old. Very popular figure out there, and it's great to have a race in his honor. So not a big full field. We've just got the 7 runners going postward in this one. Who did you come up with?
I came up with the 1, 6, and 7. The 1, top number in the race. Second start for D'Amato. An interesting angle that I'm starting to do is the European horses in the stake races tend not to bleed as much as the American horses.
Yeah.
I'm very early on my my Tony Zell data here, but it's something to kind of look for. You have horses that go on Lasix, come off Lasix. I know Walnuts tries to figure out this riddle as well.
AKA Paul Matisse, he's been talking about this ever since these new Lasix rules came in, trying to figure out what the magic formula is. Certainly makes sense that the Europeans who've run extensively off Lasix, not as likely to have breeding problems. I mean, if you wanted to be a contrarian, you could say, well, maybe some of them are coming here to get Lasix. But if that was the case, you wouldn't be going off in your next start. I definitely hear you on King of Gosford here. And it's interesting to see Freysu get off a horse that looks like another contender to turn up here. Pratt not being here doesn't matter at all because, again, he's back in Keeneland. So, yeah, I'm interested in your King of Gosford for sure.
So I would be pressing the 1 there. And then I have the 6. Last 2 races on dirt with a big turf number behind. That's another angle I've been using lately to where go back, find the big number. Owning horses definitely helps with that because if you claim or you do, you're always looking to get back to that top number.
Yep.
And I think the 6 to get back to that number. And then the 7 second start for Glatt. Decent number up last time, needs to improve. But I'm going to use because speed-wise, the concern would be going from mating special weight into a stake. And the 1's doing the same thing. Usually I like to go through the Rich Averill school of go through all the conditions.
Yep.
But they're jumping right into it, and that's a concern. But I will use the 1, 7, and 9 pressing, or 1, 6, and 7, and I'm going to press the 1.
Makes sense. Now, one thing I noticed about your 3 selections, they do all seem to be speedier types. Now, granted, do you have a cutback in here? No, they've all been running in sprints and showing speed. So I was going to try to come up with a pure pace angle and hope maybe this is a case where a theoretically slower horse can beat the faster ones just because the race is run to suit. That's what led me to the other D'Amato runner, King of Gosford's stablemate in here, Miracle Mark. This horse, second time gelding on the cutback. I thought this horse might be the only one, really. We talk so much about lone speed. What about the lone closer? Maybe it could be Miracle Mark. I definitely respect your ideas, and we'll try to work in some of those horses, especially King of Gosford, as a backup in this spot. But what do you think? Do I have a potential case here with the pace play on Miracle Mark, or do you think this one might be just too slow?
I saw it as too slow. I see where you're coming with the pace. The speed down the hill doesn't concern me only because of physics.
Yep.
I mean, they are flying and they are going down the hill, so they usually could carry that speed a little longer. So you think in the speed duel, something can hang around. But of course, I've seen those races fall apart all the time too. So for sure, it could fall apart. But I think the talent of the 1 who I'm pressing is just on the number wise, just head and shoulders above. And then, but I think you're right. If it falls apart, usually it's the other D'Amato.
Exactly.
The secret. Just take the longer price, and that'll work. So
D'Amato definitely holds a strong hand there in that 5th race at Santa Anita. Let's skip ahead to the 7th race at Santa Anita, where the sequence continues with a 3-year-old Calbred Filly maiden special weights going 6 furlongs on the turf. I like the horse quite a bit in here. Number 11, Bits Magic Tiger. Not really done any favors by the draw in this spot, but this horse has been very hard on debut. Ran pretty well there. And just poking through the pedigrees of the dam and the siblings probably supposed to be better on turf. And if she's better on turf, I think she's probably supposed to win this race. Might be clear on pace figures as well. I'm all about Bits Tiger Magic in this spot. I said Magic Tiger before. I'm going to probably get that wrong about 18 times in the history of the podcast. While this one's running out there, I want to say Magic Tiger rather than Tiger Magic, but it is in fact Tiger Magic. That's the one I like. ATM, who do you like in the seventh at Santa on Sunday?
Well, I got to mention Ace Ace Baby because my son's name is Ace.
Nice, nice.
And Duke at the NHC put about a pile on that horse. He was way over bet, ended up running second, and I think it got me 280 in the NHC. but I had to play him just for Ace.
For sure. Nothing wrong with a hunch play. What about the switch?
Right. So the hunch.
Can the switch bring about some improvement?
I think so. I mean, I always like the over bet horse coming back. I don't know if he's talented enough or she's talented enough. It's Philly, but that was a hunch play. I like the five. Who's the five?
The five is a horse named Jane Kende or Kendi.
Yeah, another D'Amato horse. I thought the figures there were – it was an impossible race. I had – 5, 10, 11, 12. If you like the 11, you got to like the 12.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So I did have your 11. I added the 12. I would actually press the 5 as an A, and then I'd play Ace, and the 11 and the 12 is Bs.
I like it. So 5 on the top line for you, 11 on the top line for me, and we'll see if we can't get through and move things along to this pay leg for this money-added pick that we've got at Santa Anita on Sunday, which continues and closes with stakes action, the Angels Flight Stakes. We're going 6.5 back to the downhill again. Love all this downhill racing. Very, very exciting. lots of interesting horses turning up in this one. But, Anthony, the real question when it comes to this race that I will pose to you, how are we going to get paid?
The six. The six is how we get paid. The little only concern is it's too short. And the other way to get paid is shorting up in the other races and going all in here. So, there's two ways to do it.
Yeah, I mean, and you could do that with multiple tickets, especially in a financially advantageous situation like this. Is that basically it? The six is an A and everybody else is a B for you?
Pretty much. I mean, I had the seven an awful trip last time. That would probably be, if I have another A, it would be the seven. Two back for the eight. Had the best number in the race at this distance. And if you could figure out who's going to get the lead, I would take that horse too. But you got to talk to the jockeys. They're the only ones who know who's getting the lead in this race.
That's pretty funny. I have a sneaky theory.
And they might not know either.
I have a sneaky theory that it could be Invincible Molly. And that's who I actually put on top in this spot. Because I just thought that was a very useful debut. Coming off the 147-day layoff, ex-Rafe Beckett trainee. And I thought ran pretty well, all things considered, attending a fast pace in there. She Is Romantic was in that race as well. Rhea Poses here. She's Romantic came from far back. I think had probably a better run of the race than Invincible Molly here. Invincible Molly second off the layoff, stretching out. I don't know if she'll be on the lead exactly, but I think she's well poised to be the best of speed. I was going to back up with your six and your eight, those two runners coming out of those good closing runs in the Sweet Life with the very nice figures. I had it 5, 6, 8. I wrote down 6, 7, and 8 for you with a note that you don't mind having all in some iteration in this race. Any others you want to number check before we wrap things up here, ATM?
No, I think we're good. I mean, I think, like I said, if you could find out who's going to get the lead, that would be, I mean, I think the 2 is going to show speed. I think the 3 is going to try to show speed. The 4 is going to show speed and the 5. So, I mean, but like I said, usually when you have a bunch of horses that want the lead, you'll have a lone speed winner.
And jockeys and their agents handicap too. There is that. And it can mix you up, but you're happy in the notes I send around to my In the Money Plus people. If I list this as 6 and 7 on the A line and 8 on the B line.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And I will mention that on one ticket, you're going to have an all. Best bet of the sequence. Who do you like? If you could only play one of these races, which one would you do?
I would take the 5th race at Santa. The one horse would be my top
best. The best of the day. A race number five at Santa, betting the one. That's the race where that's the D'Amato, the main looking D'Amato in that spot in the race where I like yours, but I also like the other one. I'll go two D'Amatos there to try to keep things moving and grooving in this money added coast to coast. ATM, good luck in the contest. We'll see if you can go back to back, and we will get you back on soon. It was really great speaking to you. One more before I let you go, though. You've tipped your hand already that you're anti-fierceness in this year's Kentucky Derby. Have you narrowed down to the horse you think you'll be betting yet, or are you just keeping an open mind at this point?
I will hit the Dubai horse one of these years. So
I'm on
Forever Young. I just think the crop here isn't very good, especially excluding the Baffert horses.
Right.
I'm rooting for Door Knock for my buddy JW.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm rooting for Door Knock, but I think they're still looking for the horses that he ran against in the Fountain of Youth. They're just finishing in the Florida Derby now.
Poor Ladombro. Something went wrong, though. I mean, I agree with you that the Ladombro obviously did nothing for the form, but when you run that badly, obviously something was wrong. It's not like, you know what I mean? You can't.
Yeah, the other two horses in there didn't run.
Yeah,
and of course, when a horse runs off like that.
Yeah, and it was slow, and it was, look, believe me, for you mentioned JW, Jason Worth, 2-8 Racing. You know, obviously we're friendly with other people in that ownership group as well. And for them, I you know, as an analyst, sometimes you just say to yourself, I'd love to be wrong for these people that I like, but you know, at the same time, we can't be total homers. And you know, I think you and I share an opinion there. We'll learn a lot more. Maybe Dornick will stuff us in a locker, kick sand in our face, do all that kind of stuff. But we'll know a lot more Saturday night, won't we?
Yeah, I've been learning a lot just through the ownership of, I don't want to get in trouble, and I'm not.
Oh, boy.
Not too
here
bad,
we go. Like here we go. You were good the whole show, and now you're getting cheeky in the last minute, but okay.
Everybody talks about they want to win the Kentucky Derby, right?
Yep.
But it's all about money, because if Fierceness wanted to win the Kentucky Derby, he would have went right into the Kentucky Derby. But the amount of money in the breeding, they're geared up to win the Florida Derby.
Well, he wouldn't have gotten in the gate without the points, too, to be fair.
Doesn't he get the points from the juvenile? I thought he was already
in. It's not. I don't think it'll be enough. You know, you get a certain amount, okay. But they increase as you go on. They would have been playing with fire had they tried to do that.
Okay, that's fair. If they were, I thought they were already in because of the juvenile race.
It's not like an automatic bid. You get a certain amount of points. But plus, don't you need one prep off? How could you go to a race off that horror show in the that was the Holy Bull, right?
Well, just, I mean, you would say the same thing. How would he run into the juvenile after he ran in that horror show at Akron?
Well, there wasn't time at that point. That's
but my point is that these horses are geared up for this week. They're not geared up for the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
Kentucky Derby is a crapshoot. I mean, anything can happen, the trip, all that. So you're gearing up your horse to win that grade one is what I've been learning. And I think we'll get the best out of all the horses in the bluegrass. And then, like I said, the Derby's a crapshoot. You never know what's going to happen. And it's an interesting theory, to say the least.
I think it's great. And I agree with you. My experiences in – you've owned a lot more horses than me. But my experiences in horse ownership, they teach you so much about the game. And we have so many different ways for interested people, so many different partners to talk to between our friends. And depending on really what you're looking for, different experiences offered by our SOK racing partners. They've got Coppola in the big race, in the big turf sprint at Keeneland on Saturday. And then, of course, our friends at Adelphi, who ran third to your horse Forever Young over in Dubai, a creditable third with Pandagate. Folks interested in learning more about ownership, definitely reach out to our friends at SOK Racing, reach out to our friends at Adelphi. Always very happy to ask questions. I'm sure ATM would answer your ownership questions too. And he's not trying to sell you anything, so you'll get a different perspective there as well.
Not yet. Stay tuned.
Oh my goodness. Wait a second. I'm giving away free ads. No, I'm kidding. It was great having you, ATM. We're going to have you back on soon. Really appreciate you. Godspeed in the contest and with your horses and in all your endeavors. Love to have you back on soon.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Thank you one more time to ATM. Thanks to our sponsors at Santa Anita. Get involved in the Santa Anita Derby Betting Challenge. Play the Coast to Coast Pick 6 on Sunday. May you win all your photos.